Children's hospitals are seeing a worrying surge in a common respiratory illness. Dr. Juan Salazar of Connecticut Children's Hospital is calling it an emergency. Hospitals are bracing for a triple whammy of a particularly nasty strain of influenza, COVID-19, and a common respiratory virus known as RSV. In Texas, Children's Hospital in Houston is treating more than 40 patients with RSV. Medical University of South Carolina says the state is drowning in it. And Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. says they have been very busy at all locations, due in part to the spike. RSV has no vaccine and usually causes mild symptoms, but can lead to serious lung infections and a struggle to breathe, especially in babies and older adults. Experts say the virus is encountering a vulnerable population sheltered from common bugs during the pandemic lockdown. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha talked about it at a briefing in mid-October, where he recommended Americans not wait to get their updated COVID and flu shots this year.
Because it takes a couple of weeks for your immune system to, you know, kind of generate the benefit from that vaccine, and that means you will be ready by Thanksgiving.
Jennifer King, Washington.